extract.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday Anarchist Edition, baby. You can call in. We're in the final hour, but you can still call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get through to us on Skype using, we have the handle lrn.fm. If you're not already connected with us, you just send a connection request and, you know, or a contact request, and we'll connect with you, and then you can call in through that. And love Skype. It always sounds really, really well. But something else that I got to say sounds really, really well. So tonight you are joined by Brian and, of course,
and Stephanie.
And Stephanie, talking about something that sounds really well. You sound really, really well. You sound really good. You are so good. You have a voice. You do voice work.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. I am a voiceover artist. And in case you haven't tuned into Free Talk Live in a while or something like that, you maybe heard from me the last time, like 6 months ago or a year ago. I was working as a scientist, and I was working on getting my PhD. I did finish that, but I made a career change, and now I work for myself as a voiceover artist, and I'm super, super happy about that.
Absolutely.
It gives me a lot of freedom, and I get to work on a lot of cool projects with people who are in the Bitcoin community or in the Liberty community, and people outside as well. You can hear me on audible.com. If you just search for Stephanie Murphy, you'll see all my audiobooks. You can hear previews of them. I also do commercials, video narrations, and I have a blog at smvoice.info. You can also hear samples and interviews that I've done with authors who wrote books that I later turned into audiobooks. One more time, that's smvoice.info.
Fantastic. I'd love...
If you have a voice project, just get in touch with me.
Yeah, and you are going to get, believe me, I see you do it myself personally, and you are going to get the most professional work that you could possibly pay for.
Thank you. Really,
it's incredible.
And I do get a lot of people who contact me, and I'm pretty busy, but if it's somebody who is in the Bitcoin world or in the Liberty community, I would prefer to have clients, who share my values. So I'll
absolutely
always do my best to accommodate.
Can't beat that. And you can't beat doing business with someone that shares your values. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, but speaking of people that don't share our values, being the TSA, in the last hour, we started talking about the TSA. And it turns out that essentially all the fears that everybody had about porno scanners, which would be the backscatter machines and all of that, all of it was actually completely true. And not just true, but they were almost, maybe this term might be a little harsh, but they were almost sadistic about it because they were laughing, at people.
Yep. Laughing at people's bodies and targeting people who were rude or stepped out of line. This is all the stuff that libertarians were, worried about.
That was going on.
Yeah. This was all the stuff that people who value personal freedom and autonomy were very concerned about when the TSA rolled out and when they escalated and ratcheted up their game, their level of so-called so-called security, because it's not actually security. It's a false sense of security. After they said that, he's talking about the Rapiscan body scanners, which those are different. Those are not the millimeter wave ones that they have now. This is the X-ray scanners that they had before. And about those, he said, officers discovered that those machines were good at detecting just about everything besides cleverly hidden explosives and guns. The only thing more absurd than how poorly the full body scanners performed was the incredible amount of time the machines wasted for everyone. The scanners were useless. The TSA was compelling toddlers, pregnant women, cancer survivors, everyone to stand inside radiation-emitting machines that didn't work.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I have never seen anybody take responsibility for that. Michael Chertoff's company that got this sweet government contract to use these untested radiation-emitting devices, which are medical devices, but they didn't have to get approved by the FDA, so no one actually knew what kind of dosage people were getting, especially the employees who were standing around, that you could say, well, they're TSA, it's an occupational hazard, but, it's kind of scary that somebody might be standing next to an X-ray machine that could be irradiating them, and who knows, maybe in 5 years we'll have an epidemic of cancer cases around of TSA workers who worked around these machines. You never really know.
Yeah, I mean, even our often host, Mark Edge, he generally takes the pat down because he doesn't want to get irradiated.
Right.
You know?
Well, they don't have them anymore, but the thing was, when they got rid of them, I never saw anybody say, look, we're really sorry. You know, we're sorry we wasted your time with these machines. They don't work. They failed the empirical testing. No, there was never any testing or research on whether these things actually accomplished the supposed goal, which was detecting weapons that people were trying to sneak onto planes.
Right.
There was never any evidence that they worked in the first place, and there was actually never any evidence that they were safe
right.
for human use, you know?
Right.
And as this guy says, they wasted time. They shook down people who are generally considered the ones that we want to protect in society, you know, young children, sick people, old people. These people were shaken down by these machines that didn't work.
Now, you know, something I bring
nobody
this,
nobody ever accepted responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Screw up.
And, you know, part of this is something I brought up earlier about schools on the show tonight, is that the testing times that these things go through before they even get implemented, they're never long enough. Look, I don't care how bad of a situation we end up in. Hastiness kills more people than any crisis ever will.
Okay? Oh, but it's all under the guise of stopping terrorism, and we'll stop at nothing to prevent. If it saves just one life, it's worth all the inconvenience.
But if it kills 10 million later,
yeah,
you know, then too bad.
But that's
had to be safe.
Those are all the unseen consequences, Brian. Well, all we care about is what we can immediately see, right?
Yeah,
that's what they would probably say.
That is what they say. That's unbelievable. You know, something I'm wondering: does this article talk at all about? Does he admit to picking out, you know, conventionally attractive people? You know, men or particularly women?
Yeah, that was one I didn't see. And maybe, you know, maybe this guy would have been embarrassed to admit that.
Well, he seemed to be pretty laying it out on the line on everything else.
Yeah, that's right. That certainly is something that's speculated about. You know, that
yeah, there's been some TSA workers that have come out and kind of admitted to it. There have been some degree of write-ups that have occurred, but they're just write-ups. Nobody's getting fired over this. But this is a point I bring up, and this is a hot word, but I'm going to use it because I think it applies, okay, in that when, you know, when people say, like rape culture doesn't exist, look, when a woman's going through the TSA line and she gets picked out for a pat-down, you know, or a finer probing.
Yeah.
You know, because you can tell because she's conventionally good looking. That's rape culture, folks.
Mm.
It's here. You know, it's there. You want to deny it? Okay. You want to use a different term? Whatever. But guess what? It's out there. So what more did he have to say?
Well, apparently there was a list of 12 countries that automatically triggered enhanced passenger screening, and these are called the selectee countries, and they had to memorize them, and he said he had like a little poem to memorize them. It was Syria, Algeria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, and Cuba, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and People's Republic of North Korea. So if somebody was from one of those countries, then they automatically got the enhanced screening.
Oh, how nice.
Full body pat downs and had their luggage examined with a fine-toothed comb. That's what
he
said.
Wow, they get a song about them. I mean, that's
I don't know
fantastic.
If that. Yeah, I don't know if that was just his, it was just his own personal poem, but that's what he used to memorize the countries.
Well, I imagine, well, what was his position again? Was he just a worker or a higher-up, right? He was a supervisor of some kind.
No, he was just a TSA officer.
Oh, just an officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he actually is writing a book based on his time at the TSA. So that's kind of interesting. yeah, he said that most TSA officers that he talked to, this is a quote from him, most TSA officers I talked to told me that they felt the agency's day-to-day operations represented an abuse of public trust and funds.
Unbelievable.
The majority of TSA officers that he talked to, these were his coworkers. They're being totally honest because it's their coworker. Why do people stay at a job like this?
Well,
is it just because they'll do anything for a paycheck? It's not even that high paying.
There's people, you and I have experienced, we've heard TSA agents say, I'm not doing this job anymore.
Right.
I'm getting out of here. And because they, and they were saying it because they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Right.
Or, you know, went against their conscience. Your thoughts? 855-450-3733. TSA, Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday Anarchist Edition. You gotta love it. We're in the... Unfortunately, we're in the final hour, but hope you're enjoying the show. Of course, it's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And we are presently talking about the TSA, and we're going to keep talking about it. And you can, of course, call in with your TSA experiences, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, what is ProXPN? That's what you got to be wondering, right?
Mm. And ProXPN is a whole bunch of awesome.
It is a whole bunch of awesome. Let me tell you, ProXPN, in an analogy, is essentially what would keep, if there was a TSA for your computer, which there kind of is, it's called the NSA, it keeps them from getting a good look at your web traffic. Okay, so if you care about your online privacy, you want ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. That means it can be used anywhere. And a virtual private network will allow for you to encrypt all of your online communications, whatever those happen to be, if you're using a Messenger app, if you're using, and it's important to point out that this also works with everything, with your mobile, you know, with your tablets, your smartphones, works on Android, works on iOS, Mac, Windows, Linux. Even though the Linux setup is a little bit different, it's still super, super easy. You know, it works for everything. And I recommend anybody use a VPN. There's no reason not to. And, of course, ProXPN uses OpenVPN. I'm not going to get technical with you, but the point is the keyword is open here. Okay? And open meaning it's open source. It's been checked out by the geeks. Okay? All those security-minded folks that I myself as well trust, and I'm a tech guy, we all recommend use OpenVPN. They also offer PPTP if you want to use that. But anyway, just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the code FTL20. You're going to get 20% off the price, whether you go with the monthly or the yearly annual. Your choice. You're going to get it's going to end up costing you less than a cup of coffee a month when you use FTL20. And you get that discount for the lifetime of your account. Let me repeat that. The lifetime of your account. That's incredible. Okay, you can also pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get an even greater savings if you do that. So check out ProXPN. Again, if you value your privacy, this is what you need, ProXPN.
All right.
So we're talking about the TSA, but before we get into that, we've got a call on Skype. So again, our handle is LRN.FM if you want to get in touch with us through Skype.
By the way, these are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines.
That's right.
And,
yeah,
and Skype.
Yeah, right, which I mentioned earlier, and that's how we did our lead-in. So let's see. We got Nathan on Skype. Nathan, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, Nathan?
I wanted to ask, are you guys going to be doing the show next week? Because you said something that sounded like you might not.
Oh, we'll be here.
Yeah, what did we say that sounded like we weren't going to be there?
Oh. Well, I must have misunderstood you. It sounded like you were saying you weren't coming back till Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
It's just we were saying that it's not too often that Mark goes away and leaves us in control of the show.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes we need an adult, but every once in a while we get to play on our own.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I've been actually doing some reading, but I was waiting for Mark to come on the show to share the story because it's I guess I'm not really sure why. I was reading Rose Wilder Lane's her journal of her trip through the Albanian mountains.
Okay, but, Rose Wilder Lane, is that she was the daughter of who is Rose Wilder Lane? I'm sorry.
She's one of the liberty feminist type writers in the 20th century.
Okay,
she was
the daughter of Laura Ingalls Wilder, right?
Actually, I don't know. I'll have to look that
up. Yeah, I think that's accurate. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a triumvirate of female libertarians. It's Isabel Patterson, Rose Wilder Lane, and, of course, everybody knows Ayn Rand.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah. Rose Wilder is the daughter of, which, of course, Laura Ingalls Wilder is the writer and the woman who experienced Little House on a Prairie, which was a very famous television show with Michael Landon in the 70s, and, of course, a famous book series. So Rose was certainly accustomed to strong female types in her life, which is great. So anyway, what were you thinking about?
Actually, I'm going to save the story for next week.
So yeah, that's fantastic. But what did you want to talk about this week?
Well, continuing this theme of libertarian themes and television shows, I thought I'd discuss B5. It's like a personal favorite of yours.
Yeah, B5 being Babylon 5, which was a show that ran in the 90s for 5 years, and there's a few television movies that were made for it, and it had a sequel show called Crusade. Fantastic. I love to talk about Babylon 5. Go for it, Nathan.
Okay. Actually, I had a list of bullet points to discuss, but I figured I'll just scrap it and tell you the main libertarian moments, if that makes sense, on the show.
Sure.
Do you remember the Centauri Emperor and his wife?
Yes, the Centauri Emperor, and this emperor dies, and his wife lives on, and she is a telepath. Actually, oddly enough, the wife is played by Majel Barrett, who is known for being the wife of Gene Roddenberry of Star Trek fame, and she also did the voice of the computers on Star Trek. Yes, I remember this.
Oh, and background for the listeners who haven't seen the show, it takes place on a military trading outpost in the far future, and the main character's name is John Sheridan, and he's the military commander of the station or whatever.
Right.
And it's some kind of trading hub, and they have lots of adventures. Anyways,
yes.
So I thought he had a really artistic and elegant statement of what it means to kind of be sort of freedom-oriented. He basically gave his backstory in his episode as, well, I was born in this royal family, and I did everything they asked me to do. I went to school. I became the king, yada, yada. And now at the end of my life, I realized I'd never made a decision for myself at all. And now I've come to, initiate this peace treaty or whatever it was, because it's my chance to finally make a decision. And then he tragically dies before he can actually initiate the peace.
Yeah, and the peace treaty is between the Centauri. These are alien races we're talking about. The Centauri and the Narn. And the Centauri conquered the Narn, and they've hated each other forever. And so he was finally going to make some peace. And he, this peace just doesn't end up happening, unfortunately, because this monarchical emperor dies.
Yeah, I thought it was a very artistic moment, though, because he was kind of saying, well, I've kind of been in this state matrix my whole life, and I've never really done anything for myself, and now it's too late, and then he tragically dies before the episode's over. And then his wife also made the other, I guess, I thought was the most powerful freedom-oriented statement on the show, which is, I think she was some kind of seer or Cassandra-like figure, and when she's giving her predictions of the future, someone says something like, oh, well, the future can't be changed. And she says something like, well, there's people always have free will, and they make up all kinds of reasons why they don't have free will or they don't have responsibility. But it's sort of always there, whether you want it to be or not. And if you say something like, I have no choice, or you're making me do this, then it's really just a way of kind of rationalizing the choice that you're already going to do.
Right. You're kind of giving up your free will. It's something I'm sure you got a couple more points and I want to hear them, but I mean, I'm very, very critical of the idea of like finding libertarian messages, liberty minded messages inside of entertainment, television shows, movies, whatever. But Babylon 5 is definitely one of the ones that is just loaded with genuine ones. And if you want to hold the line, Nathan, we can come back and we will talk about some more of those. And then maybe we can get back to the TSA. So stay on, Nathan, and we'll bring you right back.
Here's a preview. They're doing sexy things in the control room, which aren't sexy because it's TSA, but still.
Yeesh. Well, we're going to have to hear what those are. All right. Your thoughts as well, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live. And of course, tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we are talking about something I enjoy talking about, but we're gonna try and get through these the libertarian points and messages of the television show Babylon 5 that literally changed the world.
Nathan has a lot of analysis about this. He must do a lot of thinking about this.
He's a kindred spirit. I mean, yes. I spent much of my younger years just reading books about how all this stuff got made and what was really going on behind the scenes. So it's an interesting thing to look into, and of course what's actually on the screen. So, but Stephanie, what do you got for us?
Well, I've got a box that buzzes. No.
Whoa.
That's how to get your attention. Right?
Absolutely.
I'm actually talking about BuzzBox coffee.
And this
appropriate name because, you know, people say coffee gives you a buzz. Well, imagine what kind of buzz you can get from drinking the best of the best coffee. This is not like your typical ground up crap that you would find in the shelves of a grocery store.
And there's plenty of that. I know. I'm a bit of a coffee connoisseur, and buying from the store is usually a mistake.
Yeah, I think if you really get into enjoying a nice cup of coffee, you can appreciate when the coffee is of higher quality.
Yes.
And it imparts a just just a way better taste and probably a better feeling afterwards. And that's totally true about BuzzBox coffee. This is not something that you can find in a grocery store. They have a subscription service where you subscribe and you get coffee delivered to you at intervals that you choose. So if you go through a pound of coffee every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can you know, get a delivery every couple weeks of their coffee, and you don't even have to leave your house. You know, if you're self-employed like we are and you want coffee to start your day, all the better. You don't have to go grocery shopping for it. And why would you want to? Because in the grocery store, you're going to get coffee that is often grown in areas that are contaminated with pesticides that are really not good for you.
Right.
And also, there's been a lot of mold that's been found in grocery store coffee.
Oh, yes, and you taste it. And, I mean, BuzzBox delivers right to your house.
Yes, they do.
And you can even set up a recurring a subscription, essentially.
Yeah, that's what they do. And you can try it for free. Actually, you can get a free pound of coffee. All you do is pay the shipping, and you can do that through coffee.freetalklive.com. They're also actually putting 10% of the purchases toward an effort to give 100 World Vision Finance microloans to coffee growers around the world.
Fantastic.
To help them get out of poverty and to own their own farms.
So drinking coffee, changing the world.
Yeah, and great coffee, too. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
I love it. All right. Again, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Still plenty of time for your thoughts if you want to call in. We've got some calls on the line. We're going to be getting to those. And also, you can get in touch with us on Skype. LRN.FM is the Skype handle. And let's go back to Skype right now with Nathan. And Nathan, we're talking about Babylon 5, a television show that has a lot of messages, order and chaos. All, you know, it's laced. It's a lot of times people put out this thing, oh, it's just a TV show. No, this is definitely something pushing a degree of morality. And so, Nathan, you had a couple other bullet points that you wanted to bring up or some thoughts. Go ahead.
Oh, and getting back to what Stephanie said, the reason I have a lot of analysis, and I could probably go on for like three more segments about the show, is because the show actually helped me become a libertarian, I would say, in some ways.
It did for me, too.
Cool.
It's kind of, the show has a very constitutionalist kind of ethos in the background. Like,
sure, but you got to start somewhere.
Things the characters say about, you know, well, we swore this oath to defend the public from enemies, even if they are in our own government. And, you know, they use the S word. Indeed, secession happens on this show.
Yes, it does. Secession is a reality.
And except this time, he's leading a revolt against a tyrannical dictator who suspended the Constitution and, suspended the legislature and declared himself a dictator.
Yeah, I mean, when I moved to New Hampshire, I really, like I felt like I was moving to the proverbial Babylon 5 that exists today, to a place of commerce and diplomacy and to get away from, you know, all the crazy tyranny.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, it's like you said, it's kind of hard to find liberty themes in TV shows. Like when I did my Game of Thrones list, I was kind of reaching for some of them.
Sure.
And it was mostly negative things. I mean, things about people and the government behaving badly.
Sure.
Whereas Babylon 5 sort of, I mean, it has that. It's got that 1984 streak to it, but it's also got a lot of positive messages about, you know, freedom and independence. In fact, if you look at the two main plots of the show, there's a plot, you know, with the external, you know, aliens trying to control humanity, and then there's the internal plot, which is, you know, him leading an insurrection against a dictator. And in both of those, the idea is that people kind of are struggling for freedom and independence against an outside force that wants to control them.
Right, and like I mentioned earlier, there's this order and chaos that these two larger alien races kind of represent. And the end game of the show is really, I mean, and I guess we're kind of giving some spoilers, but it's still exciting to see how all this happens, is that, you know, you need to choose your own destiny. You can't have, you know, you can't be subscribing to like one thing. You know, your life is an amalgamation and your life is your own. And equally in the later seasons, because yes, a lot of it is against a tyrannical government. In the later seasons, even though there's a lot of this constitutionalism, you get kind of this wisdom from a race called the Minbari. And it's a theme that really goes throughout the whole show where saying that, you know, we're all star stuff. You know, we come up with like names and we, yeah, exactly. We come up with all these things that separate us when really we're not separate at all. And in fact, they're like this kind of this interstellar alliance, they call it, this huge government that or not government, but agreement.
Well, I want to hear more about this, but I want to get through my bullet points.
Yeah, sure. Bring up a couple. Yeah.
So the show had a lot of, getting back to the 1984 stuff, just sure. A lot of really solid episodes. You know, there was one that was called And Now for a Word, where essentially it was a government police force propagandizing you the whole show. You saw, like, fake commercials, and, you know, it was basically a secret police force hunting down individuals the government deemed to be dangerous. Right. And in the commercial, it shows people smiling and saying, I was on the run. I was a telepath. I didn't understand my abilities, but the Psy Corps took me in and they helped me and yada, yada, yada. And, of course that completely contrasts with the reality that we know as the viewer, which is that they're a bunch of fascists who, torture right. and kill anyone who gets in their way.
Right, right. And it very well shows how propaganda gets used, and which you can really see today, even on real TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember that the episode where the secession actually happened? I thought it had the perfect closing shot, and everyone's cheering him after the battle's all over. The camera actually pans over to a propaganda poster right behind him, and it says in ominous lettering, "Traitors can't hide," and it's torn.
Right, it gets ripped in half.
Yeah, I thought that was a really powerful moment because, it's saying, all these people are cheering him for his act of secession for independence, but at the same time, the people on the other side, they play for keeps.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Nathan, you're kind of breaking up, so I'll have to let you go here. But, yeah, great thoughts. Of course, you can call in more it's an interesting thing to explore these themes and when you can really see them. One of the things I want to bring up is that the end game, the end message of the entire show is really beautiful, and it's be kind to each other. That's the only rule the universe runs on, is just be kind to each other.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. And I don't know anything else that says that. I've never found a show that has that message.
Is that why you like the show so much?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, there's so many shows that say, yeah, victory, you win. And there's no show that just comes out and says, we just need to be nice. We need to be kind to each other and loving. And that's how the show ends. And it's really something. But we've got some more calls to get to. Let's go ahead to Fred in Alabama, I believe. Fred, are you with us?
Yes. Well, Fred from Alabama here.
What would you like to talk about, Fred?
I've got the game on the TV, and I just want to talk about a huge disappointment in that. Yeah, that was on my mind immediately. Peyton Manning's legacy.
The Super Bowl, okay.
Going down the hole there.
We don't know because we haven't been watching
it. Peyton Manning's playing for the Broncos, if I got that right. He used to be big with the Colts.
Yeah, that's right. You don't dabble in sports, Stephanie?
No, not my thing.
Not your thing? What's your thing? Then we can talk about your thing. I'll get you included in this one.
Okay,
all right. Hold the line, Fred, and we'll talk more in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the remaining moments of the Anarchist Edition, Sunday night. Free Talk Live.
It will be a little more statist when Mark returns.
A
right?
little more statist, yeah. It's going to be a little
not
more
too
that
much.
No. No, Mark's phenomenal.
Just
we
kidding,
miss him,
yeah.
And can't wait to have him back on.
Mark's basically a voluntarist. Like, he thinks people should be able to opt out of governments if they don't like him. So
he is a peaceful person, and that's really what matters.
Yeah.
You want to stick labels around, fine. As long as a person doesn't, in my mind, as long as a person isn't interested so much in lethal force, cool. You do what you do.
Yeah.
So, this is the remaining moments, but we might be able to squeeze you in. 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. But we've got Fred on the line. And, Fred, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wow. That was impressive.
I could barely understand anything, but then I realized
yeah,
it
I mean,
was
that's dumped.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, people can say that and troll all they want, but it really, there's no such thing as bad press. So the more you talk about Bitcoin, the bigger it gets, which I'm happy about.
Indeed. I think they're jealous.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel like, oh, we didn't get in, and so that sucks, and maybe they have a lot of gold, and, you know, they want to keep their standard. When, let me tell you, standards, in my opinion, they just hold everything down. You know, there's no growth with standards, so that's just my opinion on it.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I don't know if I've ever heard you say that before.
Well, I've mentioned it, like the centralization
so you're
and standards.
You're talking about a standard, like, I mean, don't you think it's a good idea to have, like, a standard unit of time that, like, people operate on so everybody knows, like, when we have this meeting or whatever? When,
yeah, but we really
when
don't.
When Free Talk Live comes on.
It's a good idea to maybe have a standard of a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we don't actually have a time standard because I can't call somebody in Britain right now and expect them to be awake.
That's because we have a time standard, though, right? Because there's a universal, there's the Greenwich Mean Time, and you know what time it is in Britain, and you know how far we are from that. And
yeah, well, I'm not so much talking that. I'm more talking, like, you know, tech-wise, mm-hmm. economics-wise, like you want.
You're not saying we should go back to qubits where they're measured.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying we need to go on African time. Okay,
okay.
Which, you know, in fact, with that in mind, there isn't a standard of time because in African, you know, this is, and it's not a derogatory thing. African time, you know, people, if you have a meeting at 3 p.m., expect them at like 3:30, 3:40 or something, and that's just totally normal, and nobody considers that weird. So.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, there is a standard and there isn't. But anyway, that's a term that requires more exploration.
Then the standard is just 30 minutes after you say, right?
Yeah, but they don't do exactly 30 minutes. African time can be any time after the fact.
Uh-huh.
It's complete anarchy. And apparently it seems to work, especially since that part of the world is really an economic boomtown.
Why don't you go live in Somalia, Brian?
Zomia. I live in Zomia.
Tell people what Zomia is.
Okay, we've got a call to get to, and okay. I want to get to that quick. But Zomia is an area around the Himalayas. That's just a generalization. But it's this area where there's still a lot of nomadic people living there, mm-hmm. and it is literal anarchy there. There are no rules. You know, there's no governments because it's an area that's tough to pin down.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a book written about it. I think that came out in 2009. It's called The Art of Not Being Governed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about how, guess what? These people are perfectly happy. They're having a good time. There's no wars going on there.
And they just get left alone.
And they get left alone. Yeah. And like, you know, the countries in the area that Zomia technically falls under are very annoyed. This is happening in Canada, too, mm-hmm. because... You know, they can't control these people and they can't tax them. You know, I mean, it's just they can't be governed.
It's hard to tax nomadic people, for sure.
Yeah. So guess what? The one place in the world that is actually an anarchist, you know, technically an anarchist area, is peaceful, completely peaceful. There's no taxes. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Anyway, let's get to the...
Sign me up.
Yeah, right on. Let's get to the phones here. And we've got Tim in Omaha. Tim, are you with us?
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing? What would you like to talk
about?
Thanks.
Kind of pissed off about the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning sucked, and I lost my bet on that game. But okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. Anyway, I don't know if you guys are football fans or not, but
not entirely. So, what was on your mind, Tim?
I actually wanted to call in. There's been a lot of talk about, like, you know, women's rights and like the feminist movement going on.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like it's. I don't know what the right word is for it. I kind of don't really like it, though. It seems like a lot of women are just kind of using it as like a cop-out and making excuses for, you know, the lower wages and stuff when really it's just not contained. And, you know,
Tim, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. We'll have to drop the line. I guess he...
I could barely understand.
I could barely understand what was going on.
But I think he was a crank anyway.
Yeah, probably. He was probably going to complain because, you know, I mean, at least...
Because F Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Or we said it again, Bitcoin.
Right. You know, real quick, we had this TSA story.
Oh, yeah. I did want to finish this out. There were just a couple more juicy parts.
Yeah, let's hear that.
You actually had asked, and this is the guy who wrote this expose about the TSA. It's Jason Edward Harrington is his name. You were asking, Brian, if they had code words for, like, hot female passengers that they could, you know, select for so-called random screenings. And they did, actually. He said there was the infamous, quote, guy speak in my Insider's TSA dictionary. One of the first terms I learned from fellow male TSA officers at O'Hare, which is where he worked, was hotel papa, which was a code word for an attractive female passenger. Hotel standing for hot and papa for, well, use your imagination, he says.
Oh my. So, yeah. Okay, so it's there. Now, this is commonplace in a lot of industries.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the fast food industry, like at certain fast food places, there is a term called ice check, okay?
Give me an
ice check.
Which
means there's an ice bin up front, and there's an ice bin at the drive-thru,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what they're saying is give me an ice check, and that is a signal to say that there's someone hot either at the drive-thru window or, you know, at the front counter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would walk up there, you know, they'll say, like, hey, Brian, give me an ice check, and you'll walk up there and you'll look into the ice bin and say, oh, yeah, you need some more ice, and it's really just an excuse for you to look at, you know, generally a conventionally beautiful woman, or, you know, however that works out. So, yeah, this is something that's real, that happens. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, code words are all over the place. He also said that there were TSA officers who were, like, dating each other, which that is, like, the most unsexy thing I've ever heard. But anyway, he said that there were officers who were dating each other who would basically try to get assigned to the I.O. room. I.O. is the room where they observed the images of people's nude bodies, you know, with this, the Rapiscan machines.
Right.
And so they would try to get assigned to this room at the same time, and they would fool around in there.
They fool around?
While looking at the nude pictures. So it's basically non-consensual porn of random people that are walking through the scanners.
And their fooling around would be really fooling around.
Yeah.
Like, really fooling around.
Yes, and he also said that they would talk about stereotypes of different races and their genitalia size on the government radio channels.
Wow.
Yeah. And generally, like, they didn't take their jobs very seriously. You know, they would kind of joke about people's bodies and the shape that people were in, and, of course, these stereotypes that they had. But, I mean, it just sounds like there is not a shred of professionalism in this organization.
No, it sounds very high school, incredibly immature.
Well, most of these people can't get a real job.
Sure.
I mean, you know, they're not employable in the sense that they're not going to generate enough value for a company who actually has to worry about making a profit to be willing to hire them.
Right. And I mean, and granted, we know some people in the TSA that actually are good people that have gotten people out of trouble.
Oh, you're talking about TSA George?
Yeah, he's the only one I know. Yeah, he's the only one I know. But I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, that, you know, exceptions to every rule, right?
Sure, but I'm sure he enjoys joking around with the TSA agents just as much as the next person.
And maybe.
They probably do not take it very seriously.
Sure. But this is such serious business that it's disquieting, it's disheartening to hear that it's being treated so lightly and that it's being used to pull antics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because that's the whole point, right? This isn't funny anymore. Terrorists are real, and we're in danger and all this stuff. No, I guess it's still a joke. I guess it's still a comedy to everybody. And people, again, no uproar.
It's security theater. This guy actually started a blog or something where he was anonymously at first, while he was still working for the TSA, he was anonymously blogging about this stuff. And he said within a few months, he's a writer. He likes to write. He's actually now in grad school for creative writing or something. And he said within a few months, he had enough material to fill out a year's worth of blog posts. And a few weeks after he started doing this anonymous blog, it kind of went viral, and it ended up on all this mainstream media, and he was, like, petrified that he was going to be found out. So he's working at the TSA. He's a mole. He's blogging about all this stuff.
Wow.
He continues to work there, and he's really scared about what could potentially happen to him, of course, you know, because I'm sure they don't look kindly on people exposing what's going on. But he said he thought the public had a right to know sort of what was going on. So
absolutely.
Good for him for talking about what was going on, but with all the employees that they have, why was he the only one who's talking about this?
Yeah, why is there only one? This really should be a rallying cry for a lot of TSA people to come out.
How about we just abolish the TSA? Yeah, we don't need them. What are they good for?
Nothing, except for making jokes of us. Anyway, this has been Free Talk Live. Of course, Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
You can go to freetalklive.com in the meantime.
The technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.